Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Phone numbers here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's not all about the protest, though, although the Freedom Convoy is certainly the most exciting thing happening out there right now as far as freedom is concerned. I love it. Oh, sorry about that, nobody. Let's try you now. Go ahead.
It really is.
Yeah, so we've been following it pretty closely here. By the way, with you tonight, it is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And nobody.
But let's get into some, because the Freedom Convoy is mostly good news, although the government goons are targeting them with violence and threats and bank freezes and things like that. But let's get into some of the bad news, and of course the bad news, and it's not really surprising, but you gotta know about it. That is, even now the government gang themselves are admitting that their inflation has hit at least 7.5%. And that, by the way, according to the mainstream media articles on this, is the highest level in 40 years. The last time it was the government number was at this number was back in 1982, four decades ago.
And there's a really effective meme about this, and I say effective because it just keeps growing, where there's... Man, I forget exactly what is on the meme now, but it says something about like, oh yeah, when you get a paycheck increase of 3%, but inflation is at, and it started off like 3.5%. Mm-hmm. Now they just take that meme, put a little scratch through it, and put 4%, scratch through it. Now right. I saw the one for 7.5%.
Yeah, and when's your next pay raise going to be? Not tomorrow, probably. Not next month.
Yeah, 6 months to a year.
Yeah, and it is probably not going to be 3% then either. And remember, this is the official government CPI, Consumer Price Index, which we know they don't include everything in on purpose. So we
they don't
know,
include the price of food.
Is that right? Food's not in that
one? I mean,
they
not a lot
include
of food.
Food.
I think they do include food.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. It says here that it does.
All food, or is it like... picky, because I know we've talked about this before and looked into it on the show.
Yeah, offhand I don't recall, but there are some things that are not factored in there. I think real estate is one of them.
Yeah, housing is something they don't include.
Wow, that's not necessary. We don't need to include that.
So that's why I'm saying, like, what's the actual level of inflation? Good question. Some people say they printed in 2020 and 2021 as much as 25 to 40% of the total number of dollars in circulation. It just depends on who you hear reporting on it. But whatever it is, it was a lot and continues to be. They keep printing. They just hit $30 trillion debt just, what, earlier this week, I think it was?
$30 trillion, right?
$30 trillion. And it was $29 trillion, I believe, hit $29 trillion in December. So it's up another trillion in, 2 months.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Trillion here, trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
So according to The Guardian...
What is that?
It's just a joke.
It's a song? Or?
I don't know.
It's a quote. I can't remember who said it first, but I think he was talking in billions, not trillion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you're not talking sound money.
You're definitely not talking sound money. Inflation in the U.S. climbed to its highest level in 40 years in January. Prices rising 7.5% from a year ago. Well, what is it from 2 years ago? Just curious. They always talk about how much it was from a year ago. But, this whole COVID thing's been 2 years now. So what would it be if we looked at it from 2020, I wonder? Anyway, the rise,
I'd like to know.
Yeah, in the Consumer Price Index survey, which measures the cost of a variety of goods, was the largest since February of 1982. The CPI rose 0.6% just from December, higher than expected, but still down, they claim, from October, when inflation rose 0.9% on a monthly basis. That's not down. Just for people that have a tough time understanding basic math, going up month over month is not going down. What they're saying is down is the number of percentage that it has gone up from month to month.
So the increment is down,
right,
but it's only going up.
Right.
Yeah. Wow, that is so sneaky.
Inflation in America has been driven higher, they claim, by soaring demand and a lack of supply. No, that is not what inflation is. Inflation is the increase in the money supply. That's it, and that's all. Prices go up for different reasons. Supply and demand is a factor in prices, but so is the money supply. In fact, it's a big factor. When you print trillions of dollars and you put them out into the economy, which is what they've been doing, and what they did before COVID, mind you, but they've done it in overdrive in recent years. Mm-hmm. When you print trillions of dollars, that means economically you have more dollars chasing around, in theory, the same amount of goods. Now, if the amount of goods is actually going down, then that means the prices will go up even more. Mm-hmm. Like if the supply chain issues are real, and they certainly seem to be real, with over 100 cargo ships sitting in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, off the ports of Los Angeles, then you've got some serious supply chain issues. You don't have enough truck drivers on a good day to pick up those cargo loads. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's definitely some supply issues, but all of that's been created by the state and the lockdowns and the restrictions and the mandates, and these truckers are just saying, you know what, before these protests even happened, a lot of the truck drivers said, I'm just going to retire. Mm-hmm. Why? I'm not going to get a vaccine.
Or get a job that doesn't make you or whatever.
Or there's also California, which specifies that certain trucks can't even come into the state.
What do you mean?
There's some sort of a state law that says if you have an older truck, you aren't qualified to drive in California.
They have all kinds of reasons you can't come into California. I remember when I went there with my family when I was in high school to go visit my grandma. We drove there from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped us at the border and asked, like, do you have this aboard? Do you have this aboard?
Asking about plants,
yeah,
right?
Some type of, like, vines
fruits.
And ferns or something like that, and different fruits. Yeah,
yep.
So
I that's
mean,
a California
that was
thing.
So weird.
I don't think that exists in most other states. I think it's really pretty much California that
does
that.
We were just like, nope, we're not. We don't have any ferns on board.
Did they search you?
No, they just asked. But,
they can.
The thing I hated about California was every single building has this big sign on it that says there are chemicals in use in this building that are known to the state of California to be carcinogens.
Ian was just saying that the other day to our friend who's going there.
Yeah.
I said, keep an eye out because you're going to see these things everywhere.
No, he said, because everything in California can give you cancer.
Right.
So she was like, what?
Yeah, only safe option apparently is to leave California because everything in California gives you cancer.
Yeah, and it's not just on the buildings. It's on, like, every product that they sell. There's a warning about cancer. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere.
My friend brought me cigarettes from France when she went to Germany and back because she was from there, and we both smoked cigarettes at the time. And they had a picture of a dying lady on them, and they said, this will happen to you if you continue to smoke this product.
They have those in Canada, too, where you get, like, a pack of cigarettes and it's got a picture of a black lung.
Or, like, they have babies, apparently, on some of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's really graphic and terrifying.
Yeah, they actually, when I went to Canada, the one time I've actually been to Canada back before I got, arrested for civil disobedience, I was actually allowed in to Canada at that time. And we went to a convenience store. And in Canada, you have to pick your cigarettes from, like, a three-ring binder. Because they don't actually have them on display.
Hmm.
So you say, I want to buy a pack of cigarettes. Dude gets out a three, presuming you don't know what their selection is because you can't see them.
Hmm.
Right? So he gets out the three-ring binder. And you go, okay, I want this, Marlboro Reds or whatever. And then they have to go in to wherever they keep these things, pull them out from behind the shelf that you can't see behind.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, if a law like that passed in our state, we would have to do so much crap to our store. Sorry, at the Mighty Moose Mart on Route 101.
Mm-hmm. In Keene.
That's so rude to make business owners have to do. I mean, I guess it would be doable, just like spray paint our things black or something, but...
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And the other thing was they had beer and, I think it was beer wine stores. You couldn't get beer at a convenience store. You had to go to the state... Like, here in New Hampshire, we have state liquor stores, but... And that's bad. But you can at least go to a grocery store or a convenience store, and you can still get a can of beer or, you know, a box of wine or whatever, right? But you can't do that, at least in Toronto. I don't know about the other provinces.
So you can get glass roses and shore boys.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves here. We got more about the inflation situation. Plus, the federal government is going to make inflation even easier if they go forward with their plans to release their own digital.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us, you can do that. Number number, 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to a couple of our Free Talk Live amps, Craig Thomas and Elliot Axelman. Thank you, guys. They're both silver level amps. Amps is our new Patreon program that allows you to contribute as little as $5 a month, which is what both Craig and Elliot are doing. So thank you. Definitely appreciate the support. And you can join us over at amps.freetalklive.com. Z and Bonnie and nobody in the studio tonight, by the way. amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks for doing that, so definitely appreciate everybody who helps us out. Yeah, perks. Perquisites, nobody. Perquisites.
Not Percocets.
No.
Okay. I didn't know perquisites was the full word. I just thought it was perk.
Yeah, I didn't know that until a few years ago.
Wow.
It's a cool word.
I've never heard that.
So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and let's start out with Mark. He's listening in West Virginia. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, the truckers situation, and they were saying they're going to be at the Super Bowl. So I was just wondering if any of the football players were going to, take a knee, for the truckers.
That would be pretty awesome if they did.
Yeah. But you know what they say? They said, it's cool. You can protest, get your trucks out, fine. But if you infringe on anybody else, we're going to, arrest you, throw away the key.
Who said that? The American government?
Yeah, but it's you guys can't do it. That's our job. We got to shut your businesses down. You got to wear this and you got to take this, That's our job. That's not your job to shut down some other places,
Yeah, that's what they've basically been saying in Canada this whole time since the convoy started.
Yeah, so I thought it was, pretty hilarious. Oh, yeah, they had a security threat, that there would be truckers at the game,
Right. Get out Homeland Security. Call in
state of emergency.
Right. Call in the reinforcements. We got truckers showing up, and they're going to, hang around.
I hope that the tow trucks in America / the military in America will refuse to, go after any trucker convoys that might happen here, because that's what they're doing in Canada, and I would hate to see Canada look more freedom-oriented than America.
It's hard for me to believe that the American military would refuse to follow orders these truckers or whatever. But
I've never heard of that ever happening. I mentioned that on a show recently. I was like, I don't remember a time where the military ever told the government, we're not going to go after those guys.
Well, that's
their
the thing.
First
They're
Amendment
not
right.
supposed to use the military for policing. There's a thing in the United States, and I don't know if maybe Canada doesn't have it. The military is prohibited by, and now the words are escaping me.
Posse comitatus.
Posse comitatus. If they violate it, what are they going to do, arrest themselves? So I think that at some point you'll probably see them violate posse comitatus, but generally they have avoided using the U.S. military. However, they will use the National Guard in policing action. So if you remember when the Biden inauguration happened, they brought in thousands of National Guard troops to occupy the streets of Washington, D.C., because they expected that there was going to be, a repeat of January 6th or whatever.
They're using National Guards members for substitute teachers now.
Right, or working in hospitals in some states or whatever. Mark, anything else you want to share about your thoughts with the trucker convoy?
Well, the thing, too, that was coming up, you said about the Jan 6 thing. So we knew we got the picture of the guy that supposedly, put the pipe bombs at the DNC, right? Okay. They also got a picture of him on his cell phone, that's the most secure place in the world. Okay. The FBI says, we can't find this guy. Everybody's trying to, all these hours going into everybody involved, but we can't find the dude,
So I'm not familiar with this story. Who was the guy with the pipe bombs?
Okay. They got a picture of the guy, supposedly placed the pipe bombs at the DNC on January 5th or 6th.
I hadn't heard about that. Was that so? The DNC is that in DC?
Yeah, in DC there.
Okay. Democratic National Committee or something? Okay. Convention?
Yeah. Yeah. Why they're investigating this? Oh, they care less about this thing. But the problem is what I'm getting at is they got a picture of him on the with the cell phone.
Yeah.
So why can't you track, you know, geotrack that cell phone?
That's because he was it's probably a federal agent talking to his federal handler, and that's why they quote unquote can't find him, because he's, you know, he's one of them.
Wow. How come I haven't heard about this pipe bomb? I just Googled it.
None of the national media wants to talk about it.
Why?
They want to get everybody involved, but they don't want to talk about the most serious thing. Here's a pipe bomb, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I mean there's
fingerprints on the bomb. Yeah, y'all, but right. We don't know what it is, right?
There must be something fishy. You're so right, because if some random Republican male from, you know, rural Virginia went and tried to bomb the DNC, it would be all over the news every day.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, it's amazing the things they ignore.
Cell phone is the event, but then they can't find this guy, you know, with a cell phone. And it's always, he's a professional probably, you know, right? Okay, well, if he's so professional, why didn't it go off, you know?
Yeah.
And it works out perfectly. The Secret Service, who's guarding the vice president to be, right? She was over there, and they're the one that found it, but the FBI has to investigate, not Secret Service.
When I just Googled DNC pipe bomb, the main things that popped up were Kamala Harris drove within yards of the pipe bomb. Oh, my goodness. Like, why isn't that on the news every day? It's weird.
Thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts. Thank you. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Given how many FBI plots there have been that have been revealed to us as FBI plots, the Gretchen Whitmer thing that you mentioned earlier, Nobody, where they were going to abduct her. Guess who was behind that? All
like 24 FBI agents?
I don't know how many, but there were a lot of them. And then, of course, almost all of the quote-unquote terror strikes that were intervened in the last two decades in the United States were set up, created from, you know, the letter A from the word go, by the FBI. They found a patsy, they found a dupe, some sucker that wasn't part of the FBI, who was easily manipulated, and the FBI gave him the bomb, the fake bomb or whatever. They gave him the van, they gave him some money, they gave him a hotel room if he needed a hotel room. They gave him everything. They encouraged him to do it. They radicalized him.
Like which one? Like, can you name an example of which
every
bombing
one of them?
That? Even like
the
Boston marathon.
Except for the because they didn't catch that one, right? Like that one actually happened.
It's the ones they catch.
The ones they catch
are all the ones they started.
Look, we saved you from this bombing we almost orchestrated.
That's right.
FBI foils FBI terror plot.
Every time. Like, I remember it was like 5 or 6 years ago, the news story was that this had happened over 200 times up until that point.
Yeah.
In 15 years. So now it's been 20 years. So you can better believe it's been another 100 times. You don't always hear about it. It doesn't always make national news. But every time you see terror plot, terrorist suspect arrested, all this stuff, you start digging into the story, you pull up the indictment, actually read the indictment. They start talking about undercover agents. They start talking about, oh, well, we were going to provide the bombs. We were going to provide everything from top to bottom.
Why do people keep funding these people and acting like this
because
is some kind
of necessary
thing?
They're going to get thrown in prison. If you don't fund the federal government, they'll put you in prison.
It's true.
Why else do people
pay
taxes?
They can't put us all in prison.
That's true. But who's going to go first? Most people aren't willing to take a risk. They understand. They disagree that these things are... They think these things are evil. They disagree with them. But they don't want to fight evil because, well, evil's got cages. Yeah, they've got cages. And
no matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. He said on NBC, he's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I pick will get a vote from Republicans for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice.
He says he's narrowed it to four people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. In Canada's capital, protesters show no sign of ending their fight against the COVID mandates. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly says officers are trying to end it.
There have been over 1,700 tickets issued. There have been a total of 25 arrests to date, including criminal charges for mischief and menacing behavior.
Production at GM, Ford, and Toyota has been scaled back due to the blockades. This is USA Radio News. The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. The House had overwhelmingly passed the bill, so it will go to President Biden to be signed into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about inflation at a what is in the last 40 years a record level. It has not been this high since February of 1982. At 7.5% January compared to prices just 1 year ago. And that is what the government gang is admitting. That's their highly manipulated consumer price index. What's the actual rate of inflation? Good question. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, though. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go first to, we got Jeff calling from New Hampshire. Jeff calling out on the Seacoast. What's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Hey, Ian. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Is nobody in the studio right tonight?
Nobody is in the studio tonight. He's back on the air on Free Talk Live.
Nobody's here.
I'm glad to hear that. Welcome back, nobody.
Thanks.
Hey, man, what county were you in real quick?
What?
What county?
What county jail? Weren't they holding you for a while in county?
I don't know.
Merrimack.
It was the one in Concord.
Yeah, it was Merrimack.
Okay, the reason for my call, Ian, was I don't know if you guys know a lot about the right-to-know law when it comes to getting information out of, like, cities or towns.
I do, yeah. I filed my my share of right-to-know requests. In New Hampshire, they're called 91A because that's the code, the statute under which exists right-to-know.
Okay, I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
If somebody was employed by a local police department in the evidence locker, a civilian, not a police department employee, wouldn't you have the right to know the dates of employment for that individual under one of those forms?
Well, I can't give you legal advice, but I would say that there's the possibility. I know that some information about government employees is public. So, for instance, the amount of money that the employees are being paid in the various different positions, that information should be public. They can't give you, like, their home address, from what I understand. So there's certain, quote-unquote, privacy protections where they can refuse to give information. What were you going to say, Bonnie?
I always hear them... the prosecutor, if a cop is ever a witness, they always ask the cop, so how long have you been employed? Where are you employed? What date did you start with that police agency?
Right.
So maybe, I mean, if they won't just give it to you through 91A, maybe you can go find the transcript of somewhere they've testified against some drug dealer and find it.
Tried this and they've denied it? Is that why you're asking?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Is this is a civilian working in an evidence locker. He's no longer there. So I wanted to know the dates of employment for this individual, and I got a letter back from the city attorney basically saying they're not going to give it to me, and he cited an RSA, which I don't have in front of me, but it's more along discipline and test scores, and it doesn't say one thing about dates of employment in there.
Wow.
My guess is you can appeal that to a court, but I've never actually had to appeal... there was one time where I did go to court on a right-to-know request when I requested the video footage of the man who set himself on fire outside of the courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Did you get it?
The city took me to court on that one, I think. It's been so long.
Wow.
It's been a decade since that happened. I don't remember if it was me that filed the appeal or they. It must have been... me. Anyway, they did not give it to me. They said, oh, well, it would upset the family too much, so therefore you can't have it.
Did they ask them?
Yes, there were some family members that were in the court, which, in my opinion, is a ridiculous, statement, and I should have had access to that.
Because you're a journalist, not because you're just some random freak.
I think anyone should have access to it. If it's something that happened in a government place and they've got footage, then anyone who wants to should have access. And anyone can be a journalist these days, including freaks, if that's what they want to do. Jeff, that's what I would say. I would look into the 91A and see what sort of appealable functions there are. Maybe it's a simple appeal to the Supreme Court, the Superior Court, and just try to take it up the line. Odds are good you won't have to pay a filing fee because it might be like a mandatory appeal, but I'm completely speculating, and that's what I would look into if I were you.
Okay, beautiful.
Good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Will. He is in Texas. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bonnie, and Nobody.
Well, first of all, welcome back, Nobody.
Thanks.
Free the crypto six, you guys. Golly.
Thank you, Will. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope they do.
Okay. Yes. So I'm 46. I just turned 46 a couple days ago.
Happy birthday.
And thank you. So I caught COVID in July last year. I spent like 18 days in the hospital, if I remember right. And like 3 days in rehab, and the rehab really wasn't rehab, but that's what they called it. Anyway, I wasn't vaccinated. I was about to get vaccinated. I have since been sort of forced to get vaccinated, and I'm still not about it. My mother is 65, but she's not very old, but she's very not healthy. She's probably as healthy as an 88-year-old or something. She's probably not as healthy as the guy that works at the place, the Porcupine Feed and Fit or the Pork Fest. He's probably healthier than her.
The old man that runs
it. You talking about Crosby? Yeah, he's in good shape for an 86-year-old or however the old he is. He's really old. But what about your mom? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, okay. So, she lived through and didn't have to go to the hospital or anything. Okay. And one thing, I was 40, I was 45 at the time. I am overweight. I'm a little over 5'9", and I weigh about 40. so I'm definitely overweight. And so
you, you weigh about 40?
No, it cut out.
No, 240.
240, okay. I figured there was another number in front of it. I just didn't know which
kilos
one.
Kilos or something.
All right, go ahead.
Missing some legs and arms for that. But anyway, my mom, she's got COPD, and I mean, I keep expecting her to die any day, you know. She called and didn't even go to the hospital.
Wow.
And
then
with my coworker, one of his uncles.
Wait. You might have said this, but I might have missed it. Was your mom vaccinated when she caught it, or no?
No, she's not.
Okay, and she beat it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't say it. So anyway, then my coworker, he's got an uncle or elderly uncle who's dying of, I don't know, cancer. He's in hospice care.
Okay.
He caught COVID, lived through it.
Wow. In hospice.
Yeah,
for listeners that don't know, that's literally on your deathbed. You are in the process of going to die, and this guy survived COVID. Okay.
Yeah, and I just feel like this stuff is way overblown. Because I was listening to y'all's show from last night, I believe, and y'all talking about the COVID dating and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my gosh, you guys. Not you, but people who...
These scaredy cats.
It is so
just so pathetic.
My whole family got it, and they all felt like they had like a cold that was kind of bad for 2 days. And then my dad got pneumonia from it, like excess fluid in his lungs. But he was told by the doctors, yeah, but you're going to be fine and heal on your own and go home. And now he's totally fine.
Wow.
And they're in their 50s. My parents are in their 50s. And, they're not vaccinated. So
was that the point of your call, Will, was just give us some examples of people who were pretty ill but still managed to catch and defeat COVID?
Yeah, and I'll give you a few there, you know. And there's my best friend, his mom was like 73, and she caught it. And she did go to the hospital, but she lived through it. And these are heavy smokers, by the way, my mother and his mother. And one last thing I'll say is, one of the reasons I went to the hospital is I couldn't break a fever. I couldn't get rid of it, and I was feeling so terrible. The very next day, my first night at the hospital, the very next day I felt better, but the oxygen was really low.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish that they would have just given me a damn oxygen tank and let me go home. I feel like that might have been, I almost wonder if they made it worse with the Remdesivir or whatever that crap is called.
Remdesivir? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, I bet they did. I texted my dad when I found out that he was going to the hospital after they got COVID. I was like, do not take remdesivir and do not let them put you on a ventilator. Even if they say that you have to, just say no, I'd rather go home. And my mom texted me back, don't worry, Bonnie, we know remdesivir is poisoning people.
Right. That's good.
Well, why are the doctors doing it?
The doctors are giving people remdesivir, which is causing kidney failure. Oh, because the government is mandating that they use remdesivir instead of ivermectin or the other one.
Will, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate the stories. Thanks for sharing. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We got enough time for you here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we have time for you. If you dial in right now, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian
with Bonnie
and Nobody. And phones open, as always. You can join us online, by the way, over at freetalklive.com, where we have our social media server. All you have to do to get interactive there is go to social.freetalklive.com. Now, nobody, one of the prescriptions, or one of the bail conditions against you that was issued back in September when they let you out after 6 months of sitting behind bars on victimless so-called crimes involving Bitcoin, which you and I are both facing as part of the Crypto Six, but one of the restrictions was you couldn't post to social media, wasn't that right?
Yeah.
But now that you are able to do Free Talk Live-related things, in theory, shouldn't you be able to post to social.freetalklive.com?
I don't know.
I suspect you can. Maybe you'd want to confer with your attorneys on that one.
I will confer.
But take a look over at social.freetalklive.com. You can certainly go there and see what other people are posting up, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, and you have a lot more freedom to speak when you are at social.freetalklive.com. And that's because it is a Mastodon platform, which is an open-source federated system that is self-hosted. Self-hosted means we run the server, not Twitter, not Facebook, not some big tech mega corporation, but Free Talk Live. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. There's apps for phones and operating systems, and you just use your web browser if you want to as well. It's social.freetalklive.com. We go to Joe, calling us from Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bonnie, and Nobody.
Hey, Bonnie. Hi, Nobody. Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Hey, wanted to walk you back, Nobody. You're our favorite on the air and stuff like that.
Thanks.
Aw, thanks, man.
Now I got a question for you. You guys are really super smart. What trick did they get you on to cause you all this problem?
They arrested us for legal behavior.
Yeah.
For legal, just to say, legal
behavior.
Trick,
yeah.
Trick. What was the trick? Well, they got you on.
Well, they haven't gotten us yet, right? Like they got us as in they took us and removed us from our freedom and put our bodies into jail cells. They got us that way, but they haven't actually gotten a conviction yet because that trial is not set until November of this year. So,
okay, what trick law are they trying to get you on?
For me, there's like half a dozen different charges.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Yeah, including quote-unquote money laundering, operation of a money transmitter, conspiracy to operate, or an unlicensed money transmitter conspiracy on that case. There's quote-unquote wire fraud. There's multiple counts of that. And then there's the what they call the kingpin charge of quote-unquote continuing financial crimes enterprise. So I'm facing more charges than nobody, but they held him for 6 months, and they held me for 2+ months, so 69 days for
me. Yeah, because they fear his brain, that's why.
Yeah, what are you facing, nobody's wire fraud and money transmitter? Is that pretty much?
Conspiracy to operate a money transmitter, not actually operating one.
Oh, okay.
And wire fraud,
right,
of which I'm accused of defrauding people of nothing.
Correct.
But what do you call it? You guys have, been in jail before and stuff like that.
For civil disobedience, yes.
You walk close to the line. I can't believe were these charges like just all of a sudden brought up or were they made up? That's the part I'm trying to say.
Well, they're both. I mean, they're all made up because there's no actual victims in our case.
Right. That's
and a crime is something
up.
That somebody does to another person that is
a victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A victim.
And it seems like it's all of a sudden when somebody smashes in your front windows at 6 a.m. So it can seem quite sudden. However, they were working on this case for 5 years of investigations involving, I don't know, how many dozens of agents, how many thousands of pages of reports monitoring us, our every move. I mean, the amount of money they must have spent on this investigation, it must be in the millions of dollars as far as, it's crazy. So there was a long workup going before they decided to actually raid our houses.
And basically, the only thing you guys did was start a bank account.
Well, I mean, there's a lot involved in helping people with Bitcoin, but there were some banks involved
in
this
situation.
It's
all public information, and I actually think that nobody's not allowed to talk about some of this stuff.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about the case. But I'm pretty sure that has to do with what's actually happening.
But it's public
now.
And people can go look into it if you're really interested. I just don't think it's a good idea to just keep talking about it like the way that he's talking about it. I don't like the way he's asking these questions.
I see what you're saying. Well, Bonnie's being extra protective here.
Yeah, I'm just saying you guys got ripped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what governments do.
Yeah, we're advocates, and we still are advocates for Bitcoin on national radio. We're advocating cryptocurrency and freedom, and we're the largest and loudest voice on broadcast radio on those issues. And so, of course, they have to take us down. Of course, they have to target us. And
normally, when somebody is running a business in a way that the government doesn't like, they send them a correspondence. They don't break in their front window. Or bust down their door with a tank.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm praying for you guys every night ever since I found out about that bull crap.
Thank you, Joe.
I appreciate
the kind words, and thanks for the call tonight. So under the bail conditions, we're not supposed to discuss the case. But I don't think that means that we have to refuse to talk about the allegations the government's making. I mean, they have made public, as you say, these allegations. Anyone can download the indictment. It's out there. I don't know if it's on the Crypto6 website, but it's certainly on the federal government's PACER.
Which is a really weird rule. Like, why is it that the government can do all this stuff and then make a rule that you're not allowed to talk about it to people? Like, why
I think what
is
they
that?
Mean, I think what they mean by that is the reason why they don't let co-defendants communicate supposedly, is because they don't want them to, I don't know, cook up whatever the defense might be that they would have.
Oh, no, so, the government is coming after people, and they might get together to decide their defense. Like, what's wrong with that? Honestly, I don't see what's actually
wrong with
that.
It doesn't make any sense to me, because they get to cook up their prosecution together
for 5 years.
But I think that's what they're referring to. Like, and the weird thing about it, Bonnie, is that we can talk to our attorneys,
yeah,
and the attorneys can talk to one another to cook up a defense.
Yeah.
But we can't talk to each other directly about that. And that's the reason why they're prohibiting us from talking with Mark Edgington, who's our co-host here on Free Talk Live, one of the founding co-hosts of the show. They won't let us talk to him because he may be called as a witness. And I think the idea there is, and the same thing's true of Melanie, one of our other previous co-hosts who's not on the air simply because we can't talk to her, because she may be called as a witness. Daryl Perry may be called as a witness. There's this whole list of people. Chris Reitman.
And imagine if they never called, like, Melanie as a witness. That would be so sad.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't want them to at the same time.
But I think the
just don't want to inconvenience
your
life.
And I think the idea there is, oh, well, you're not allowed to intimidate the witnesses, so we're not allowed to talk to them because we might threaten them or something.
Even though they've been watching us for five years and know that we don't advocate violence and never advocate violence, and why would we just start doing it against our own friends?
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
They're so crazy. They think that we booby trapped our own house.
They do believe those things. I mean, they're just that afraid. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my question originally was going to be about conditions of bail that have. Conditions of release that have changed for nobody, hey, nobody, but I want to change that because you discussed the father who set himself on fire because his children were illegally trafficked by the state of New Hampshire.
His name is Thomas Ball, and if people go to freekeen.com and search his name, they'll find what is, I think, as of the last time I checked, the number one most viewed article on Freekeen in history.
Wow.
As it should be, and because you didn't, I wanted to make sure that I got out there. The reason he killed himself was a protest because he was unlawfully separated from his children by the tyrannical government that claims to rule over every aspect of your lives. That's why he killed himself, and he didn't just kill himself in private to kill himself.
That's
he
right.
killed himself in public to make a public statement, and that would have been my argument. When the state refused to give you the video, I would have argued in return his intent was to disturb. His intent was to disturb you with his death in a fiery demolition.
His intent was to be seen.
Illegally separated.
Yeah. His intent was absolutely to be seen, and I did make that argument.
Point.
I did make that argument in court, if I recall. And again, it's just a tragic situation. My only criticism of him is he should have done it inside the courthouse instead of outside. But thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, and it is a sad, sad story. Check him out. His name was Thomas Ball, B-A-L-L. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.